I got so tired of programming radios like that. That's why I bit the bullet. I forgot which radio. I think it was my ID52. That was the first radio I bought it for. I'm like, holy crap, this is easy. Because all my HTs, I always open them up. I always put Jim Ross uprights in them. And then I always put marine channels and whatnot because I'm always taking an HT on the lake when I go hunting. So I got so tired of putting those channels in over and over and over, I finally did it. Now everything's a copy-paste. So my 75, my ID50, my FTM150, they're all basically the same exact code plug. The only one I haven't bought it for is my 2730B, but that's because it's a base station and it doesn't really need a code plug like the rest of these. But, yeah, like Tim was saying, a lot of these code plug softwares, there's a export-import functionality. Even my ICOM, because I can import CSVs for repeaters, because it's got that GPS thing, kind of like the DMR Roam or whatever it's called, to where if I hit this GPS query, it'll pull up the nearest repeater based on lat-long coordinates, and that's a CSV. So a lot of these, you can export the CSV, edit it, and re-import it, and bulk add and remove channels.